Eroding banks of the Matanuska River are causing stress to some homeowners who live a little too close to the river. About a month ago, a Sutton man lost part of his house to the river, and now residents of the nearby Butte area are worried about potential losses to the rushing waters. They've asked the Matanuska Susitna Borough for help, but Deputy Borough Mayor Lynn Woods says it's more a question of who has the authority to do erosion control work.
The waters of Alaska are under the jurisdiction of the state, and to this date, the only interest the state has is in protecting the public infrastructure or their public facilities, which is the Glen Highway.
Woods says the state, not the borough, has erosion and flood control powers. State and federal dollars are required, and there has to be a cooperative effort between the two entities and with state legislators to get funding. A Matanuska River management plan is scheduled to be aired at an upcoming borough assembly meeting on September 7th. Woods says the plan contains options for managing erosion.
It details the options and what are the possible scenarios for work to be done. So we've done all the groundwork. I guess we just need the state to make a decision on what they're going to do.
Since the early August incident that threatened Riverside Homes, the borough has been monitoring the situation and looking for emergency federal funding to address it. Woods points to work done by the state in the 1980s, which bolstered the riverbank in the threatened area. She says most of that has been washed away, and what remains has not been maintained by the state.
The river erosion has been going on for decades. This is definitely an ongoing issue, and the one thing we know, it will not stop. And the closer it gets to residents, the more urgent the activities become.
Residents have petitioned the borough to fix the damaged levee.